We're joined by Kate Olson, County Program Coordinator. Let's talk about this Cass County Master Gardeners to host a Spring Garden Seminar. It's March the 28th, and so now's the time to sign up. But
So it's put on by the Cass County Master Gardeners, but it's really for anybody in the area who wants to learn more about gardening, wants to get a better feel for things that they could be planting in their own home landscape, and just kind of wants to meet other folks who are also interested in gardening and kind of learn from networking and learn from some of our presenters. So we're looking forward to a good day. Our theme this year is Growing in Nature. So if you are a master gardener in the area, you would get professional development credits for that. But if you're not, you're welcome to come join us and just have a fun morning learning about gardening.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned speakers, and you've got a couple of them here. Talk about the 9 a.m. speaker, David McKinney.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have David McKinney from the Iowa Arboretum. He's actually joining us to open and close the seminar, so he's speaking on two different topics. He does a fantastic job. He's done a ton of speaking. We actually are waiting to get his handout because he's been at the Philadelphia Flower Show for the past week and a half helping set up one of the designs there. And if you're not familiar, the Philadelphia Flower Show is an enormous internationally recognized event where they set up huge home-sized gardens indoors for an entire week and just kind of cutting-edge landscape design conversation. So it's a fantastic opportunity to have somebody like that coming to talk to us. And the first discussion that we're going to have with him is called Gardening in a Changing World. So I'm sure most people haven't noticed, but our weather's been a little crazy lately. So he's going to just kind of talk about whether that's temperature swings, severe storms. We've been, you know, kind of swung back and forth from drought to floods. So kind of what the future of gardening might look like and how you can create a landscape that might be a little more resilient and able to adapt to changes like that. Talk about planting decisions and everything from water management to wildlife habitat and how we think about the plants that we're putting in our landscape so they can survive a lot of different things that Mother Nature might throw at us in the next several years.
Mr. McKinney will close the program, and what will he talk about here?
Yeah, so the title is Non-Native Plant Heroes, and obviously we know there's a lot of value in native plants. We talk about native plants a lot. But we're kind of going to continue the conversation maybe about other plants. You know, we know that native plants have done well here for years, but maybe what are some other plants that we know may have a positive impact from an ecological perspective, from benefiting pollinators to help provide locations for wildlife. So bringing in a little diversity to our landscapes as well. Kind of getting away from labeling, you know, only native plants are good plants and any non-native plants are bad plants, and starting to examine some of what makes those characteristics of each of those plants beneficial in different landscape situations.
Very good. Well, in between those topics, the second speaker of the day will be Dr. Cindy Haynes from Iowa State University. What's she going to share?
So Dr. Haynes, she's a fun one. We've had her here before. She actually helps run the kind of supervises the Master Gardener program at the state level. So she's fantastic. I love working with her. And she's going to talk about creating a cut flower garden. So instead of just talking about, you know, annuals that you might want to cut, we're going to take a little broader look at that, looking at annuals, bulbs, perennials, woody plants, everything that might work well as a cut flower that you can kind of intentionally put into your space, no matter what type of space you have. You know, so we're going to talk about everything from selecting to growing, maintaining those so they provide a nice cut flower, and then how we harvest, display, maybe even dry those. So if you enjoy bringing in flowers and making bouquets from things around your home, this might be a great session to learn all the different opportunities for plants in your landscape that you might have to do that.
All right. So what do folks need to do to sign up for this?
So you can register online. There's a link on our Cass County Extension website. That's www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. You can also find that link on the Facebook page. So our Cass County Master Gardeners and Extension both have Facebook pages. It's an event on there, and we've posted the link there. And basically, if you register anytime between now and March 21st, you can get in for the early registration fee of $30. After that, we will still take registrations. We'll just add a $5 late fee, and that's up to and including walk-in registrations on the day of the event. So included in that fee, obviously, we have access to the speakers for the day. We also have some light refreshments provided at check-in. We'll have some snacks throughout the morning. We'll be doing door prizes at the end of the day. And we also, at the end of the day, are going to have a hands-on make and take activity where folks can grab a little tray and make a pollinator puddler to take back and put in their garden as sort of a beneficial attractant to help bring some of those diverse pollinators into our gardens.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Sounds like a great day for gardeners. And again, that's coming up on March 28th. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kate Olson, County Program Coordinator for Cass County Extension. Again, that's the Cass County Master Gardeners to host the Spring Garden Seminar on March 28th.